WRJS 656 Sylvia, this is 359 Karen, you copy? Copy that. You're a little bit staticky, but that's understandable. So we were reading about special considerations for kids and pets and livestock. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening about that, Sylvia?
Do you have any kind of camping? That's a good place to keep your dog safe, and then it's ready for travel or for emergency or for the pet sitting.
Copy that. That one part cut out, but I'm assuming you're talking about a trailer or a motorhome or that you use for camping, that you can use that for preset for your dogs?
It's a kennel in.
Oh, there you go. Gotcha. That makes total sense. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sylvia?
Yes, I would, if you can hear me. I talked to my sister this afternoon in San Diego, and they had that 5.2 earthquake last week. And if you're interested, you were talking about animals being aware sometimes before the disaster happened. Great. Go on your internet and type in something like San Diego elephants alert circle earthquake, and you can watch some funny YouTube of how the elephants protected the baby.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, like I told you, I'd been in a situation. There was a tornado back east that touched down about a mile from the house, and people were making fun of me that I was taking water and canned goods and down into the basement, and my dog was just flipping out. She would run around the house, and she would, like, whine, and I couldn't figure out what was going on until something happened. So there you go. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Sylvia?
Oh, it's just beautiful weather out to work outside. Thank you, Karen, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for participating. Yeah, I know, I realize this is a hard time for a lot of ladies because they're still doing chores or dinner or dishes or something like that, but we really appreciate your sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, this is radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. It's nice to see that you made it. You were thinking that you might not be able to this evening. So we've been covering special kids considerations plus pets and livestock considerations. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
Yeah, we got in about 30 minutes ago. yes, that you should always have your livestock probably in the same, the carrier, livestock carrier, the big horse trailers or cattle trailers or whatever, because you don't have to just use, like if you have a cattle trailer but not a horse trailer, you can always use your cattle trailer to haul many things. We also keep our vehicle near our travel trailer in case we need to hook up quickly. Yes, and animals know a lot about, you know, they can sense ahead of time if there's going to be an earthquake or bad weather or whatever. Cows will back up to each other, just like elephants do, and make a large circle. Oh, that's all. Back to you, Karen.
Copy that. Well, that was some really good information, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709, and I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. Marcia, was there anything you'd like to share this evening?
Yeah, we saw a program about that, about the elephants making a circle when there's danger. I thought that was very interesting. And animals can teach us a lot about what's going on. That's true. And thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you, and that's awesome. Yeah, like we've talked about, your animals can sense things before you do sometimes. So if they're starting to act weird, just kind of pay attention to that. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. WRJX 359 Karen, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening, Karen. This is Kimber, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been sharing about special kids considerations plus special pets and livestock considerations. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Well, I always think it's a good idea to treat your pets like they are your family members, like they're your children. And especially during times of storms or disasters or anything that upsets the family whatsoever, they read your emotions and they read nature and they have that sense. And so stay close to them always and, you know, don't leave their side. And many things that we all know, pet owners know, just to, you know, treat your pets like they're your children completely. And they need you during those times, and they're pretty smart about that. About CPR, let me break. On the tip on the page about kids, it said your teen is capable of saving your life. Whenever possible, have your teen join in training classes, included CPR, first aid, and stop the bleed. So I have a little story that's really cool. My best friend's brother has a teenage son, and they were at the movies. This happened a couple years ago. They were at the movies, and all of a sudden, John, that's the father's name, his heart just stopped in the middle of the movie, and he fell over, and it just stopped. And his teenage son was with him and started CPR immediately and saved his life. John is one of the longest people to have CPR and live. He did it for 30 minutes. Paramedics arrived. There was an EMT in the theater that helped John's son do CPR on him, but just sorry, I timed out. Just proof that these kids can save your life, and so training is necessary. I just thought I would share that. And other than that, that's all I have.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that. Like you said, treat your pets like family. Our dogs are our fur babies, and so they're definitely our family. They're just like our kids. Would you like to share about the Amaronnet, Kimber?
Yeah, can you copy?
Yeah, I can copy now. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so the Amaronnet is Sunday night at 7 p.m. for this NV725 repeater in Grants Pass. Covers the Illinois Valley area and the greater Grants Pass area. Some people from Rogue River, Weimar can hear it, but mostly Grants Pass. Sunday night at 7 p.m. and then Monday night at 8 p.m. is for Jackson County on the Elk 675 repeater and the Phoenix 700 repeater. And we're getting ready to just go over to the Elk for that because the Phoenix is not very active for the Amaronnet break. So we may start that in a couple weeks of not doing the Phoenix repeater. Anyway, so let me repeat that. Sunday nights at 7 for the Grants Pass area and Monday nights at 8 for Jackson County area. We do a net where we check in. We do our Channel 3 project, and we practice those skills for people. So I think that's it. Oh, I have an announcement.
Go ahead.
Okay, so every spring and every fall, the GMRS radio people have a meet and greet where we get together. And this spring, for this time, this year, is May 3rd, Saturday, May 3rd, at Bob 572's house, the usual place on the river off of Leonard Road. So Saturday, May 3rd, 3 to 5 p.m., it's potluck. There's chairs and tables provided, but you bring your silverware and plates and whatever else and break. That address is 5010 Leonard Road, Grants Pass. 5010 Leonard Road, Saturday, May 3rd, 3 to 5 p.m. Thanks, Karen. Back to Ned. Love you all.
Well, thank you for sharing all that, Kimber. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana, I copy and read you loud and clear. Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Diana. So we've been talking about special kids and pets and livestock considerations during an emergency. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
No, this is really good. So I remember when we had the forest fire at police and how my granddaughter acted and reacted because she could see the flames. So good information.
There you go. Yes, it can be very terrifying, and it's hard when you're stressed and worried about things, too, to be calm for your children. So, well, thank you very much for sharing that, Diana. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we were reading about special kids and pets and livestock considerations during an emergency. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
I don't think I have anything new to add. That information was really good, though. Another note, it is dandelion season, and don't be plucking them and throwing them out because the flowers, the leaves, and the roots are very medicinal. It's really good for, brings you potassium, as good as a diuretic. It promotes liver health, kidneys and gallbladder, gastrointestinal ailments. Wonderful things, and you can stick it in some 40% vodka to make a tincture or in some oil to make a salve. That's about it. Just wanted to share that news. Beautiful, wonderful day out there picking flowers and stuff, so it's a good time to do well. We got maybe like one day left, and then it starts to rain tomorrow, just for a few days.
Copy that. Well, that always seems to be in the mix, doesn't it? Well, thank you for that information about the dandelions. I know dandelion tea is yummy. So is there anything else, Judy? Oh, would you like to talk about the IVARC net?
Sure, thank you. IVARC meets the second Tuesday at Wild River from 5 to 8. General meeting is 6 to 8. IVARC nets are on 7 on Monday nights starting at 7 p.m., 462-600 GMRS channel on the $8 mountain. And then we move over to FRS and MIRS to practice radio-to-radio communication and people finding out who they can talk to when it is going to be important. And I think that's about it for me. Thank you for doing the net, Karen. And all you lovely ladies, have a good evening. WRPJ 605, monitoring.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Judy, for sharing all that. Thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. This time I'd like to check in for WRPL 826 Sue and WRXR 423 Kristen. They were unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801 Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Yes, I do. This is WRNN 801 Bobby May. Copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we covered special kids and pets and livestock considerations in an emergency. Is there anything you'd like to share about that, Bobby May?
I have a whole lot because what I do have to say might get me in trouble on the net. So I refuse to say anything about tied up livestock or dogs or cats or whatever's being confined to certain.